is the story of Jane. The record of the deliverance of a young woman from demon possession in the city of New Orleans some 3 years ago. At the point where we were led to this young woman, she would often beat her head against the wall, was continually threatening to kill her children, continually pummeling her breast and the rest of her body, often had fits of jerking in which she would be thrown on the floor in convulsive seizures. She had to be watched day and night. Her husband had spent $6,000 on psychiatrists to no avail. And at the point where we were led to her, she had just been sent home from Tulane University Psychiatric Clinic, New Orleans, they having declared that nothing could be done for her and advised her husband to commit her. The Lord led us to her. He appointed the hour of her deliverance. And at God's appointed hour, a group of my church people and myself gathered round her to command the demons to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The next thing that you will hear on this recording is a recording of us commanding demon spirits out of Jane. At first, the spirits tried to remain quiet, hoping that we would be deceived into thinking they were not there and go away. But when we continued to press them, they manifested themselves by taking such complete possession of Jane's whole personality that they spoke through her, using her own voice, declaring to us they were not coming out, and arguing with us, even as they did the man Legion, who lived in the graveyard in the scriptures, out of whom Jesus cast a legion of demon spirits. Listen, and you will hear as the battle goes on.
And when he had come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he had said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many.
You're coming out of the devil. You're coming out of her, devil. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You can't fell up in me. I know you're in there. In the name of Jesus, I command you. What's your name, devil? What's your name, devil? Answer me in Jesus' name. You will answer me. You will answer me. You will tell me your name. You will in the name of Jesus. What's your name, devil? What is thy name? What is thy name? What is thy name? In the name of Jesus, I command you to answer me, devil. You'll tell me. You'll tell me. You'll tell me, devil. You'll tell me. You can't fell upon me. I know you're in there. You'll tell me. What's your name? What's your name, devil? Stick out your tongue like a serpent. Go ahead. That's it. Stick out your tongue like a serpent. You're a foul, filthy serpent, devil, aren't you? You're a foul, filthy... What's your name, demon? What's your name, devil? Answer me. Answer me. What's your name? Thaddeus. When did you come back in this girl, Thaddeus?
Last night.
You came back in last night. After she come home from church, huh?
No, she was asleep.
While she was asleep, huh? When are you going to give up, Thaddeus?
Never.
Every time you come back in this girl, I'm going to cast you out again. Did you know that?
I'll never give up.
What?
I'll never give up.
What? What'd you say?
I said I'll never give up.
Yes, you will, because I'm going to build so much faith in her, you're not going to be able to come back in her. You couldn't come back in yesterday because you had her faith high, could you?
You are crazy.
What? What?
You are crazy.
I'm not crazy, devil. You're crazy. You're the one that's crazy, Thaddeus. I don't go around sticking my tongue out like a serpent. You're the one that's crazy. I'm not crazy. You try to make this girl think she's crazy, don't you?
She knows she's crazy.
What?
She knows she's crazy.
You're a liar, devil. You're the one that tell her she's crazy, aren't you? Huh?
Well, she believes me, and that's the important thing.
What?
She believes me.
She believes you when you tell her she's crazy? Huh? Answer me, devil. She believes you when you tell her she's crazy?
Sometimes.
Huh? You're the one that makes this girl tormented, aren't you? Huh? Answer me in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you the one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You lie to her, don't you? Huh? What do you tell her that torments her so, devil? Huh? Answer me in Jesus' name. What do you tell her that torments her so, huh? Say.
Oh, just tell her that she...
What?
I just tell her that she's sick and she's crazy to believe all this stuff.
Uh-huh. You tell her she's crazy when I tell her that she's got devils in her, do you? Huh? You don't
she
like...
She can't believe that.
She can't believe it?
No.
Why can't she believe it, devil?
Because I won't let her.
Uh-huh. Because you won't let her. You don't like me, do you?
I hate you.
What?
I hate you.
Why do you hate me, devil? Huh?
Because you're you.
Uh-huh. I style you up, don't I? Huh? You don't like anybody that believes in God, do you, devil?
Huh? Oh, sometimes it doesn't make any difference. Some people, it doesn't matter whether they believe in God or not.
You don't like anybody that has real faith, though, do you, devil? Huh? Huh?
What are you asking me all these questions
because
for?
Because you know they've got power over you, don't you, devil? Huh?
Yes, huh? I know.
You know...
But that doesn't mean I'm going to give up.
You know in the name of Jesus I've got power over you, don't you, devil?
Oh, yes.
You know I can cast you out of this woman anytime I want to, don't you? Huh?
Why don't you go on and get it over with? Go on and get it over with. I'll just come back.
What do you want me to get it over with for, devil? Huh? Say.
Because you irritate me.
What do you want me to get it over with for, devil, huh? Tell me the truth in Jesus' name. Huh?
I don't like to talk to you.
Why don't you like to talk to me, devil?
Because it's harmful.
Why is it harmful, devil? How is it harmful to you, devil, huh?
Because Jane's listening.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
She's there and she's saying, God help me, God help me. And she knows God can't help her.
Uh-huh. And you don't like for Jane to hear you talking to me, do you, devil, huh? Answer me in Jesus' name, do you?
No.
Because you know she gets wise to you when you talk to me, don't you, huh? Huh? Don't
she? She remembers everything you say, and she remembers everything I say, and it fouls everything up, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. Just go ahead, do what you must do. If I have to leave, I'll leave, but I'll come back.
No, I'm going to keep you around and torment you a little bit, devil. I'm going
to
make you talk.
I refuse to be tormented.
I'm
going to
make you talk.
I will not talk to you anymore.
So Jane will hear you talk, and so her faith will grow stronger.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Let me see you try to keep from it, devil. I've got power over you. You've got to talk to me. Did you know that? I can make you talk to me.
No.
Yes, I can.
No.
I can make you... I've got power over you. I can make you do what I want to. In the name of Jesus... In the name of Jesus, you've got to obey me, devil. You've got to obey me. Get out your tongue, devil, in the name of Jesus. See? See? You have to do whatever I tell you when I speak in the name of my master. You see that?
Jane, listen, that's just power of suggestion.
Yeah?
Power of suggestion will make you do anything.
Yeah?
You know that, Jane.
You're a liar, devil. You're a foul, filthy devil spirit. That's what you are. You know that? Before I ever came here, this girl was tormented by you. Before I ever came here, you were lying to this girl's mind. Weren't you, devil? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the truth in the name of Jesus. Weren't you?
Yes.
I wasn't here with any power of suggestion then, was I, devil? You have to tell me the truth, you see, because I've got power over you and you know it. See? And you know that all the time Jane hears you talking to me, her face getting stronger and stronger, don't you, devil, huh?
Yes.
And you know it's going to get so strong one of these days that you can't come back in it. That's what you're scared of, isn't it? Huh? Huh? Is it?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can do that to her.
Yes, I can, Devil.
She's weak.
Yes, I can. Every time I cast you out, I'd build a little bit more faith in her, Devil. Do you know that? You couldn't come back in her all day yesterday, could you? Huh?
No.
Because her faith was strong yesterday, you see. And we're going to make it stronger and stronger and stronger until you can't ever come back in her again. Then what are you going to do, Devil, huh?
No, Jane, it just comes and goes, Jane.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a fool. You're a liar. You're not going to do that to her. She's going to get stronger and stronger.
Dr. Reed could make it go all income.
What?
Don't forget, Jane. Dr. Reed could make it go.
No, Dr. Reed can't. You'd like for Jane to believe that, wouldn't you, huh?
Listen, Jane. Listen, Jane. Just hold on. Forget the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Worry about it. They'll go in a few minutes.
Yes. You'd like for Jane to believe that Dr. Reed can make it go so that she wouldn't come to me anymore, would you? Wouldn't you, Devil? Answer me in Jesus' name.
I'll get her back to Dr. Reed.
You will, huh?
Sure.
No, you won't. You won't. It don't make any difference if she goes back to Dr. Reed or not. I'm going to be here. I'm going to cast you out every time you come back in her, Devil. Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? You're wasting your time, Devil. You know that? You might as well leave this girl and go somewhere else. Because I'm going to come and cast you out every time you come back in her. How do you like that, huh? Huh?
Oh, I don't.
You don't like it, do you?
I don't think you. I don't think you'll be able to do it.
Why don't you think I'll be able to do it, Devil? Say, why don't you think I'll be able to do it? Answer me in the name of Jesus. Huh?
Because I've got power over Jane.
Yes, but I've got power over you. You know I've got power over you, don't you? Huh? Every time I walk in the house, you get scared, don't you, Devil, huh? You're scared of me, aren't you? Huh?
Yes.
Because you know I know you. You know I know how you guys work. Let me tell you something, Devil. I'm going to chase you all over the city of New Orleans. I'm going to run you slam out of this town before I'm through. Did you know that? Huh?
There's other places besides New Orleans.
Yes. Yes, there are. But
and besides, you can't chase me out of New Orleans because you are too few and we are too many.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Yes, but I'll tell you something, demon. I'm teaching people about you every day. Did you know that? I'm teaching them that you guys are real. And I'm teaching them from the word of God that they've got faith over you and power over you in Jesus' name to cast you out. And more of us are beginning to believe it every day. More and more of us are getting wise to you guys all the time. What are you jerking her for, Devil, huh? What are you jerking her for, huh?
She can't believe
you don't it. Like that, do you?
She can't believe
you
it.
Don't like to think that we're teaching people about you guys every day, do you, huh? You don't like to think about that, do you, huh? Huh? And more of them are going to know that they can cast you out. And then they're going to know how to recognize you. Your deceitful little game is over, Devil. Did you know that?
Listen, Sam Fife, let me tell you something. Do you know what you're missing?
What?
You're missing all the joy that you could have with your family and in your home by spending all your time running around the town, chasing after odd people that you don't even know. What difference does it make to you whether they are all right or whether they aren't?
Uh-huh.
Why should you care? You have Sam Fife to take care of. Now, don't forget that.
That's what you devils tell everybody, huh? Isn't it? Huh? Just worry about yourself and don't worry about other people. That's what you filthy devils...
You've got a little girl to take care of.
Uh-huh.
You've got a little girl on your own to take care of. Yes. Why don't you stay home and take care of her?
I can take care of her, too. God can take care of my little girl. That's what you devils tell everybody, isn't it? Just worry about yourself and don't worry about anybody else. That's the message you filthy spirits preach, isn't it? That's the message your father preaches. That's the way he is, isn't it, huh? Isn't it? Huh?
Yes.
That's the way he is, huh? Just think about self, self, self all the time. That's why he rebelled against God. He just thought about self. He wanted to rule, didn't he, huh? Isn't that so, devil?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's the way you guys are, huh? Isn't it? You just think about yourself all the time. You don't think about this poor girl and the torment that you give her and the way she suffers and the way her husband suffers and the way her
children
suffer.
I should care that she suffers.
What?
I should care whether she suffers.
I know, you don't...
All those snotty-nosed kids running around here, I should care about them.
Uh-huh.
Brats.
You don't care whether anybody
suffers. Thinking brats, every one of them.
Uh-huh.
You don't care whether anybody suffers. You just like to torment and torment and torment, don't you, devil, huh? Answer me, isn't that so, devil?
Yes. Yes.
You devils live off tormenting people, don't you? Isn't that true?
Of course, dear. Do you think we do eat bread?
Uh-huh. That's your food, isn't it, devil? Huh?
Of course.
The misery that you cause people, isn't it? That's your food, isn't it? Huh?
You said that, I didn't.
Yes, but I'm going to make you tell me the truth. Is it true or isn't it? Answer me in the name of Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
You don't like to tell me those things, do you? Huh?
I don't like to talk to you in the first place, and I'll tell you something.
Go on.
If people would just mind their own business, I wouldn't have any trouble with people like you.
Uh-huh.
Jane didn't call you.
Uh-huh.
Sure damn whistling Jane didn't call you.
I know she didn't call me.
She wouldn't call you in a million years.
I know, because...
You make her sick.
You make her sick, devil. You make her sick.
Well, then why is she all right when you aren't here?
She's not all right when I'm not here. You make her sick.
Jane, you are all right. You know you're all right. Don't worry about it.
You make her sick.
She is sick. Of course she's sick.
Every time she starts to call me, you tell her she's going to get sick if she calls me, don't you, devil? Huh? Don't you, devil? Answer me in the name of Jesus, don't you, devil?
Yes.
Huh?
Of course I tell her.
You tell her that just because you don't want her to call me, don't you?
Of course I don't want her to call you.
Because you know if she calls me, I'm going to drive you out of her, don't you? Hmm?
I'll just come back.
Yes, but you know when I come that I make you reveal to her more and more that it's you that's tormenting her, don't you, devil? In the name of Jesus, tell me, don't you, devil? Huh?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You were tormenting this girl before I ever came around, devil. Weren't you?
I've been tormenting her for years.
Mm-hmm. How do you torment her, devil? Tell me that.
I just stick with her, and I just keep reminding her.
Uh-huh. Reminding her of what? Answer me in the name of Jesus! Reminding her of what?
Well, just reminding her that she's sick, and that she's bad, and she won't... She listens to me.
Yeah, you've tormented that way, don't you, devil?
She doesn't know I'm bothering her.
Uh-huh.
You said she doesn't know I'm bothering her. She thinks she's sick.
You said there's so many of you and there's so few of us. How many of there are you, devil? How many are there of you? Huh? Huh? Answer me. Answer me in the name of Jesus! How many are there of you? Huh?
Oh, quite a few.
Tell me, devil. Tell me.
There's a lot you don't know.
What?
There's a lot you don't know.
Tell me, you filthy spirit, you... You're a filthy spirit, did you know that? You're a scum, did you know that? You're a dirty, low-down,
I don't call you names. I don't see any point in you calling me names. You want me to call you some names? I could call you some names that would burn your ears.
Could you really?
You're damn whistling I could.
Could you really, devil?
Sure I could.
Uh-huh. You're
no sense in you calling me names. I don't call you names.
Demon spirit straight
out. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You keep on this and I'll start telling you a few things.
Mm-hmm. You like that law, don't you? You like that law, don't you? That's the one you preach to people, isn't it, devil, huh? That's not the law of God.
It's in the Bible.
The law of God is love your enemies.
You won't have to wear shabby clothes anymore. You can dress fine.
Yes.
And when you stand up there on the pulpit, you'll look handsome and debonair. You don't have to. You don't have to go around.
Go on,
listening.
Devil.
Huh? You don't have to go around being laughed at.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me tell you. You just listen to me, and I'll tell you how to do it.
Uh-huh. Go on.
You can become important.
Uh-huh.
Very important. You've got a lot of talent.
Uh-huh.
You can become very important.
Yes. Go on, Bill.
But you have to cut out all this malarkey at church. Uh-huh. Standing up there and... lead those people on like that.
Uh-huh. You think I'm stupid, don't you, devil? Huh?
No, I don't think you're stupid. I told you you're a man of many talents.
But you think I'm a fool. All you devils are so full of your own pride that you think you can fool me. Lucifer thought he could
fool
me.
We do a lot of them.
He was so stupid and so blind that he thought he could preach the same message to Jesus there in the wilderness and get him to become important in this world so that he wouldn't go out and face the world and fight you devils and cast you out. You tried the same thing on him, didn't they, huh?
If we'd have won that battle, we wouldn't have had to win anymore.
No, you wouldn't.
All the trouble we have is caused of that.
I shouldn't believe anything. I know it, devil.
All the trouble was right there. We had no trouble till then. We had no trouble till then. All we had to... If we just won that one... If we just won that one, we wouldn't have any more battles to win. It would be all finished. But ever since we lost that one, we've had trouble.
I know you've had trouble, and you're going to lose this one too, devil.
Oh, no, James.
I say the same thing to you.
James,
Jesus said to him,
James,
it is
listen,
written,
you think...
thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You don't like that kind of message, huh, devil, huh? I don't need you to show me how to become important. I'd rather walk with the Spirit of God and cast you devils out and set people free than to ever become important. How do you like that, devil, huh?
Well, you're nuts, that's all. You're nuts, that's all. You could have a fine church, you know, a big church.
That's what you tell everybody, isn't it, devil? You're crazy. You're crazy to walk the way Jesus walked. You're crazy to believe the supernatural stuff, huh? You'd like for all of us to believe that, huh? Then you've got to put your way. I'm through with you, devil. You're coming out of it. I'm through with you. You're coming out of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Here he comes. In the name of Jesus. 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 You're like $1 million now, huh?
Nobody stay for dinner. Make it pumpkin pie.
You don't mind me praying for you now, do you?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you for coming over. I appreciate it. I love you both. I love you both more than I can ever say.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Fife continues his explanation of the Jane story.
What you have just heard on the other side of this tape was the recording made of the second battle that we had with the demon spirits which had possessed Jane. The first battle, we didn't have a tape recorder with us. That one was, of course, the hardest. We had been led to Jane by the Lord, and we had explained to her husband that hers was a case of demon possession. At 12 o'clock one night, we began casting the spirits out of her. The resistance they put up in the second battle, which you've just heard on the tape, was mild compared to that first night. There were 19 spirits in Jane that first night. It took us 4 hours, from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning, to cast them all out. But the name of Jesus was victorious. We made them name themselves. The first one was named Thaddeus, the second Demas, the third Lucius, the fourth Crimean, the fifth was named Gloria, one was named Danis. I can't remember all the others. We had one of the women note their names as they gave them when they were coming out. When the last one was set free, or rather when the last one was cast out that first night, Jane, who had been resisting and fighting and clawing and talking, as you heard on the other side of this tape, became normal, just as she did this time. And for the next 2 hours, we rejoiced with her. She made coffee for us. But I spent the time warning Jane
to be prepared for the return of these demon spirits. For I knew that they were going to try to return. Jesus said, when the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. He saith to himself, I will return to my house from whence I came. And he returns and finds that house swept and garnished. He taketh seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and entereth back in, and the state of that person is worse than the first. When we study the statement of Jesus, we can learn a lot of truth. First, he said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a person. This reveals to us the reality of unclean spirits and the fact that they indwell persons. Then he said, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. This denotes a spirit who is forced to exist in the air, disembodied, with neither the body of a human or an animal, which he can dwell in, and to which and through which he can manifest his evil nature or do that which it is his nature to do. Any being which cannot be doing that which it is his nature to do is miserable. If it's your nature to laugh and you can't be laughing, you're miserable. If it's your nature to love and you can't be loving, you're miserable. It's a demon's nature to deceive, torment, hurt, afflict, depress, oppress, make miserable, and ultimately destroy. And if they're forced to exist in the air without being able to live vicariously in the body of an animal or a human, preferably a human, to which and through which they can be doing that which it is their nature to do, they are miserable. Jesus expressed it, he walks through dry places seeking rest for his soul and findeth none. This was only a symbolic expression Jesus used to denote the misery of the spirit forced to exist with no way of manifesting his evil nature. Therefore Jesus said he will always try to return. He said when he returns and finds the house swept and garnished. This is an expression which denotes the door open. When a tenant moves out of a house, the landlord sweeps and garnishes it and has the door right wide open, hoping to attract another tenant. This expression Jesus used denotes a person who has had the spirits cast out, but then they have not been filled with truth and faith and knowledge of how to recognize the demon's return and how to resist them and the Spirit of God with which to resist them. Then the door is wide open. And Jesus said, the spirit will take seven other spirits worse than himself and enter back in, and the state of that person will be worse than at first. Therefore, it's very important for us to know that the battle is never won when we have cast demons out of a demon-possessed person the first time. It's only just begun, because those spirits are going to try to return. And until that person has been built up in the Word and in faith and in knowledge and in truth and in the Spirit of God to the point where they themselves can recognize the demons and resist them effectively, that person is not going to be completely healed. And in most cases, such as was Jane's, when that person's soul has been lacerated over a 3-year period, as Jane was, they are not strong enough to resist the demon's return immediately themselves. So we need to realize the battle is only won, and permanent healing will only be achieved not just when spirits are kissed out of a person and their mind is set free, But when that person has been brought to Christ and filled with the faith and the Spirit of God, and brought to the spiritual strength that they themselves can resist the demons, when the delivering minister is not around, then and then alone will permanent healing be achieved. For this reason, when Jane was set free the first night, I spent the next 2 hours warning her that they were going to try to reach her and pouring truth in her. And I told her, when you roll out of your bed in the morning, roll out on your knees. When you go about your daily work, go around singing, "Oh, the blood of Jesus," all day long. When you have a spare moment, spend it reading your Bible. Keep your mind so filled with Jesus and truth that there'll be no opening for these spirits to get back in. Jane promised me this she would do, and she did it faithfully for a week. And for a week, she was a gloriously happy person. She started coming to church. She was a completely normal person. She was rejoicing. And she was doing what I said. But the enemy kept pressing in and kept pressing in. And about a week later, her husband called me one morning, and he said, "Jane is acting rather strangely. I wish you would drop by." I immediately knew what had happened, of course. And knowing what was going to happen, I went by one of my deacon's house and asked him and his wife to go with me and ask him to bring his tape recorder. I knew that some of the spirits had gone back in. I knew that they would resist us when we began to cast them out again. And I wanted to make a tape recording of their resistance, so that there would be evidence with which to teach the peoples of God's church of the reality of this enemy that we're fighting. So we went over to Jane's house that morning. Sure enough, her husband met me at the door, and as soon as she saw me, she ran like a frightened rabbit back to the bedroom. Her husband went and forced her to come back out, and we sat her down on the couch, and we began to command the spirits to come out, the four of them that had gone back in. We calmly set up the tape recorder before we started and made the tape recording, which you've just heard on the other side of this tape, of that battle with the demons. To make a long story short, we had to cast these spirits out of Jane 5 times over a period of 2 months. Each time in between, when she was normal, we would pour into her so much faith and truth that the 5th time she had reached the point where she could successfully resist them herself, and she was completely healed. After the spirits were cast out the 2nd time, which you've just heard on this tape, Jane was normal for 3 weeks. She was doing fine. And then the demons pulled an insidious trick upon her in order to get back in. One day her little boy was playing out in the yard with some neighbor children. The demons tricked one of the neighbor children into throwing a cloud of dirt at her 7-year-old little boy, David. The neighbor child didn't know it, but the cloud of dirt had a piece of broken brick lodged in it, and the broken brick hit her little boy in the head, knocked him out, fractured his skull. When Jane ran out, she found her little boy laying in the yard unconscious. She rushed him to the hospital, and the doctors x-rayed and told her his skull was fractured. But the fractured piece was pressing inward on the brain, and they were going to have to operate and remove the piece of broken skull from his head. This, of course, was such a shock to Jane's mind that it opened her mind up, and these demon spirits rushed back in. And when I got to the hospital, I found her sitting in the hospital jerking from head to toe. We put her in my car, drove her out to my church, and called some of my people together, and we cast the spirits out again. Jane was normal for almost a month. And through an insidious manner, they crept back in again. And the 5th time, God had spoken to me after much prayer and told me this time, when we cast them out, that we should send them far away, out of the country, by faith. So the last time, the spirits got into Jane. She had come to church on Sunday night. As I was standing behind the pulpit preparing to start the church service, I noticed that she was acting rather fidgety.
Then suddenly I saw her jump up and run out of the church toward her car. I knew what had happened, and I ran through the side door and caught her at her car. Brought her back in, and we bound the spirits. Remained quiet until the church service was over. And we took her down to my home. For the fifth and last time, we cast the spirits out. As God had told us, we sent them by faith into a far country. The leading spirits, which had been tormenting Jane, were never heard from again. Of course, there are other demons around who sought to get back in her, but Jane herself had reached the point where she was strong enough in knowledge and faith and truth that she was able to resist them, and she was completely healed. About 6 months after her healing, we waited that long to make sure the cure was permanent. She went back to her psychiatrist at Tulane University Medical Clinic, where she had been taking psychiatric treatment for a year. When he saw how she had been healed, he wanted to know how it had been accomplished. Jane told him that a minister had prayed for her and God had healed her. He requested to see me, and I went in to a conference with him. He wanted to know how we'd gotten Jane healed. I took the Bible and taught him what the Bible has to say about the reality of demon spirits, the fact that they can indwell people, the fact that they can take such complete possession of the personality they're indwelling that they can actually manifest themselves through that person by making them do crazy things, which we would call mental sickness today, that they can actually so possess the whole personality of that person that they can talk through the person, as did the demons in the Man Legion and as did the demons in Jane to us. Then I played the tape recording, which you've just heard, for him. This scientist was so impressed that he asked me to appear the next Saturday before the Board of Psychiatry of Tulane University, which I did. The following Saturday, I appeared before 20 psychiatrists from Tulane. Their leader said to me, "We've been tremendously impressed with this woman's healing. We're interested in your methods and techniques by which it has been accomplished." They gave me their whole seminar to make my presentation. I took the Bible, showed them what it has to say about demon spirits, about the power that's in the name of Jesus to cast them out, and then played the tape recording for them. When I finished, a great number of them asked me to make them a separate copy of the tape that they might study it. I was asked to make a copy for the university, and I was asked to write a paper, a thesis on the subject for the university, which I did.